Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Life-Changing Power of Sophrology by Dominique Antilio. Sophie, have you ever woken up with your mind already sprinting before your feet hit the floor?
Oh, every single day. It's like a to-do list that attacks you before you're even conscious. And that's exactly where this book starts. It names that low-grade constant anxiety we've all accepted as normal. Sophrology is this fascinating practice that promises a way off that treadmill.
Right. And I think the word itself is kind of beautiful. It comes from Greek roots, meaning the study of consciousness in harmony. It was created in the 1960s by a neuropsychiatrist named Alfonso Caicedo.
He was frustrated with traditional psychology focusing only on what's wrong, pathology, and wanted to study what's right. So he blended hypnosis, phenomenology, and Eastern practices like yoga and Zen, but stripped them of any religious trappings to make it purely secular and scientific.
That's really smart. So it's not about emptying your mind or becoming a monk. It's about changing your relationship to your thoughts. The core idea is that the body and mind are one system. Your posture affects your mood, your breath affects your stress levels.
Exactly. When you're stressed, you hold tension in your shoulders. When you're sad, your chest collapses. Those physical states reinforce the mental state. Sophrology works by breaking that feedback loop. You consciously move your body into relaxation, and that sends a signal to your brain that everything's okay.
It activates the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest mode. Honestly, I love that it's so grounded in physiology. It's not just wishful thinking.
A typical session is surprisingly simple. You stand with your feet planted, take a few deep breaths, then do small repetitive movements, like lifting your arms as you inhale and letting them fall as you exhale. The key is bringing your full attention to the physical sensation.
They call that living attention. It's a focused, non-judgmental awareness anchored in the body. And the practice is broken into 12 levels. But Antilio focuses on the first few that are most applicable to daily life.
Level 1 is about living the body, just reconnecting with the physical self, feeling your feet on the ground, your breath in your belly. That simple act of grounding can instantly pull you out of future-oriented worry and drop you into the present.
Which is exactly what we need. Then level 2 introduces the positive breath. You use your breath to cultivate specific qualities, breathing in a warm golden light of confidence, exhaling a gray cloud of doubt.
It's active visualization, and it's way more effective than just telling yourself to calm down. You're engaging your mind's capacity for imagery to create a real, felt shift.
One of the most compelling parts for me was future projection. You imagine a future event, a presentation, a difficult conversation in vivid detail, including the feelings of success. You practice it over and over in a relaxed state.
So by the time the real event arrives, your nervous system has already experienced it. You're not stepping into the unknown. You're stepping into a reality you've already created. That's so different from fake it till you make it, which is about putting on a mask.
Right, this is become it, then be it. You align your whole being with the version of yourself you want to be. It's about accessing resources already within you that are blocked by stress and fear.
She applies this to common challenges. For stress, it's about building resilience and recognizing early signs in your body. There are 3-minute exercises you can do at your desk or before a meeting. For sleep, you do a short session that guides your body into deep relaxation.
And for life transitions, new job, becoming a parent, it helps you navigate uncertainty with grace. It gives you a stable inner anchor.
The ultimate goal is to live from your authentic self, the you beneath social conditioning and fear. Through regular practice, you become more aware of your automatic reactions and gain the space to choose a different response.
She emphasizes starting small. Pick one simple exercise, like a body scan or the positive breath, and do it for a few minutes every day. Consistency over duration.
And create a ritual, a quiet corner, maybe a candle, that signals to your mind that it's time to shift gears. Over time, it becomes a sanctuary you can return to.
The thing I'm taking away is that sophrology isn't about escaping life's difficulties. It's about learning to surf the waves instead of being pulled under. It's a path back to yourself, always available.
If you want to explore further, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Sophrology is a gentle, persistent friend that reminds us the most profound power we have is the power to choose our inner response. We'll see you in the next one.